All right, so we're proceeding more confidently today. So let's do this. Let's take a step back to Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, that was Rashi referred to that daf, and really that daf brings down, you know, the three or four primary cases that that are the basis of a lot of these sugyas. So it's a good place to start after you started already. So let's go back. Let's take this gemara. Okay, ready? Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Where are we starting? Ki Osa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, right? Go ahead, who wants to go? Okay, so even though we say that someone who hamishtachaver lebalei chayim, if someone worships an animal, lo osron, the animal doesn't become osr, right? Lehejo, tefilin angelo, so it doesn't become osr to the person, right? Because no maisa was done with the behema. So then, what? But what? Oson chalipin. If somebody made a chalipin with it, four of us kochovim, it's awesome. Rashi. Yeah. So the Ram says it's only if you do a maisa. Interesting, Rambam. He says, "Kol she'ein bo tofesas yad adam v'lo asahu im nevar reza mutar b'anoy." In other words, any natural thing that is worshipped is mutar b'anoy. Lefikach hagoyim ha'ovdim es haharim ves ha'givos ves ha'ilonos ha'natuin mitchil losan l'peros ves ha'mainos ha'novim l'rabim ves ha'behema. So in other words, just because a crazy guy worships a mountain doesn't make the mountain usher, right? It's a natural thing. Or a tree that was growing for fruits. Somebody goes down. They have that in Central Park sometimes. They come down and they worship these trees. I think in Seattle they have that, I remember. Right? Yeah. So anyway, so that's not going to make it, that doesn't make it usher. V'ein tzarech lomar behema shokso levo zora shimutaris ba'achila. Bein shekzu ala avda, bein shekzu ala akriva rezu mutaris. So it was hukza. I guess he's saying it wasn't worshipped. But, so it's mutar. B'medavar murim sh'eina behema ne'aseres. So when do we say an animal does not become asar? Bishalo asa ba maisa l'shem of Odozara. Aval asa ba maisa kolshu asra keitzad sheshochat ba simen of Odozara. If you did what? If you shechted a simen of Odozara. So then it's, that's asa ba maisa. But just, he's saying, But apparently what? Hishtachava is not. And then it's like this. Interesting rhyme. It says, Osa osa chalipin lava zar osra. But that seems like a different thing. B'chein chalipi chalip. Nesha ne'esas kidmei avod zar. B'medvar murim b'behemas atzmo. V'lim shocha behemas chavero. L'avda lavod zar. Oh, hichlifa lo nesra. Shein adam osa. Dova shein shalom. So that's only yours, though. You can't take, if you take someone else's behema and you do something with it, it's not going to make it usher, because that's a klal. Okay, so anyway, so over here it seems like, so that's what this gemara is saying. That if you're mishtachavek, that's the preceding gemara. Mishtachavek, lekarka olam, lo osra, right? So over here too. Mishtachavek, lebalei chayim, it doesn't make them usher. It doesn't make them usher lehejos. Means for regular use, even if it's yours. But if you switch it, la avodas kochavim, it becomes asr. So what does it mean, also on chalip and lavoz chavim? Mayor? Right, he traded it for avodas kochavim, meaning for something that is idolatrous. So how did that happen? He had an idolatrous object. He had avodas kochavim, right? And he switched it to a guy for the guy's behema. Is that what you meant? That's right. That's right. So it was Hayasa. He had Avodas Kochavim. He had a thing of Avodas Kochavim. And he swapped it with a guy for the guy's behema. With an Oved Kochavim for his behema. So he got the behema in exchange. In plain English, he got the behema in exchange for the Avodas Kochavim. Right? Swap. Yeah, Chaim. Okay, so Chaim's raising a good question, though. Is it mutter to do this? Of course, is it mutter to do this?
No.
It's a good question. It's an interesting question. Oh, but are you nana? So that thing that you get, yeah, but you can't use it.
Oh.
Next. So that's the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan says, that even though someone worships an animal, that doesn't become usher. But if he switches it with avodas kochavim, the animal becomes usher, right? The animal that he got in exchange for your avodas kochavim becomes usher. Go ahead, continue. Ki usher rabin omar rabbanan. So he says, the machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and the rabbanan. Chad omar chalipin asurin. Chalipe chalipin mutarin. V'chad omar afilu chalipe chalipin nami asurin. Okay? So one says what? That chalipin is asurin. Meaning what? The first animal that you get in exchange for the first thing you get in exchange for your avodas kochavim is asur. But if you go ahead and switch that for something else, right? That's chalipe chalipin, something you switched for the switch, right? Second generation switch. So that is mutter, correct? And one said, no, even chalipe chalipin is asur. Even chalipe chalipin is asur. Correct? Okay. So what's the machlokas? Go ahead.
My time
up. Yeah. So the pasuk says like this. V'lo sovi to'eva el beisecha. It's just like you were saying, Chaim. Don't bring the to'eva into your house. V'hoyisa cheirem kamohu. Right? V'hoyisa cheirem kamohu. Shaket tishaket senu. V'saiv tisavenu ki cheirem hu. That's the pasuk. Okay, so there's darshan like this. V'hoyisa cheirem kamohu. Everything, how do you translate this? Kol she'ata mihiyem mimenu areihu kamohu. How do you translate that? What does it mean? Right. So in other words, anything that you produce from it, anything that you produce from it becomes like it. Right? Kol she'ata mi'yemin v'hoyisa cheirem kamohu. So there's anything that you make from it, right, becomes like it. Harehu kamohu. So that means what? That's chalipe chalipin. That's the sheet of chalipe chalipin. Right? Go ahead. The other mandam holds. Who? The pasuk says, who? Kicherem, who? Who v'lo chalipe chalipin? Okay? All right, so let's get this straight. The guy gets, just to clarify the point, we say chalipe chalipin. So what does it mean? It means to say the guy has the avodas kochavim. So he switches it for the cow. Right? Then, so the cow is definitely asur. Now let's say you hold chalipe chalipin. So he takes the cow and he switches it for a goat. So now what? The goat is asur. What about the cow? Also usher. Good.
Now,
yes?
You're unsure if that continues.
It continues. Yes. You do the whole Chad Gadya. That's it. What?
That's only one side of the
Chalipa. That's the side of Chalipa Chalipa, correct.
So Chalipa Chalipa is not is euphemistic for infinity?
Yes. Okay. Well, everything that's past the original one is just Chalipa Chalipa. It's the switches of the switch. There's nothing, there's either the thing itself, or it sustains its own issa. And then there's no reason to say, but only up to three. Right? There's a reason to say only the first one, but after the first one, then apparently there's no reason to stop. Okay, good. I just want to get an overview of these cases. Go ahead. So you have two. So look, this is Gemara 101, right? You have the pasuk of Ahayso Chayrim Kamohu, which indicates what? And it's important to realize this. What does the pasuk of Ahayso Chayrim Kamohu indicate on its own? Chalipe Chalipe. Correct? That's what the Gemara is saying. Saying just the drasha of Ahayso Chayrim Kamohu means Chalipe Chalipe. How do I know this? Because the one who says only Chalipin learns it from the miyat of who? Right? So without who, the plain pshat of Ahayso Chayrim Kamohu would mean Chalipe Chalipe. So the one who learns Chalipin, only Chalipin, he darshins Ki Chayrim Hu. Correct? So then obviously the problem is what? What does the other guy do with who? Go ahead. The man, Mikudeshus. So the other one says, no. It's v'hayis l'chayim kamohu is chalipe chalipin. And who is excluding a different case? Who is excluding Arla and Kloyakarim? Okay? But everybody agrees to Arla and Kloyakarim. Everybody agrees Arla and the Kloy Karim. How's that? Everybody agrees that Arla, right? And Kloya Karam is what? The Dhamma Mamutarn, right? The Chalipin Mamutarn. Right? How big is that? I guess we get rid of that. Oh, that's the Orla. Well, whatever. There's no clear way to make it. Orla.
Is it strange that Chalipe Chalipin would be the first, the natural conclusion from Haitachem Kamahu?
That's what we have to think about. That's what we have to think about. Right?
Why is Chalipe Chalipin the first thing in my mind? I think Chalipin is a simple one.
Okay. How do we know that the Arla and Klai Kamer Mutter? Go ahead. Because that's our famous Mishnah already. That if a person takes Arla and Klai Kamer and does what? He sells them and uses the money to be Mekayesh and Isha, the Kiddushin is good. Right? Correct? So you see that what? This is also very important. When we say that the Chalipin is Usher, who is it Usher to? B'hayu Sochayim Kamo, it's Usher to everyone. It's very important to keep this, to realize this. When we're talking about B'hayu Sochayim Kamo, we mean it. Just like the Avodas Kochavim itself is Usher to everybody, the Chalipin is Usher to everybody. Okay? So over here, we're saying the Arla, the money that you get for the Arla, is not usher. It means it's not usher to everybody. Okay? So that's why the woman who gets the money from the Arla is mikudeshes, because she got something that she can use. She got something that's permissible to use. She got something of hana. Correct? If you give a woman money from a Avodas Kochavim, there'd be no kedushin because she didn't get anything that's valuable. Okay? So we have already now two cases. Zara is Usr, because Chalipin or Chalipe Chalipin, and Orla and Klai Karam, the money is Mutter. Okay, go ahead. Okay, now one second. All right, so the Rashi over here explains that what? Go ahead. The Lemute Orla. Vahi Mashma. It says v'hachi mashma. How is it mashma? It's mashma like this. Who tofes is dumb? Right? Kid aman kol sh'ata miya. So the who is going back and saying only it is tofes damav. Okay. Aval orla hi asura b'chol makom shehi. Aval domeha eina tofeses la'osran. Okay. It is usur wherever it is. In other words, the orla and the klei karim themselves always remain usur. Right. But it's what. But it's domim and not toface any iser, right? Now, you don't say the value of the orla and the klei karim become aser. Just the orla and klei karim themselves stay aser, and there's never any iser extended to something that's transferred for it, right? We're not going to go through the rest of the Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion that it's aser for the guy himself to use. Okay, and that's it. That's Xera. Rashi's opinion is that the guy who actually sold the Orla and the Kloya Kerem is Usur Midrabanan from using that money. But there's no shame, there's no Isser of Orla and Kloya Kerem in the money. So when he gives it to the Isha, it's legal tender. Right? He was over an Isser. But that's a separate Isser, Midrabanan. Alright? We'll get into that further another day. But anyway, I want to clarify these different types of the relationships between the primary Isser and the Dhamma. Okay, so far we have Avodah Zarah and Klei Karim. Go ahead. No Klei Karim, right? So now we have to know the one who held the who to teach you Chalipin and not Chalipe Chalipin. So how does he know that Orla and Klei Karim are not Tofes Dhamma? Right? Okay, so the other one learns it from Shvius and Avodas Kochavim as Shnei Ksuvim Baim Gachad. Okay, so now we've got our third case, Shvius. Go ahead, what is Shvius? How does it work?
Shvius is the...
Read it. Okay, so the pasuk says, "Ki yovel hi kodesh tiyeh lochem." Okay, the shvius will be kodesh to you. Okay, so now we have a fourth case, kodesh. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, kodesh.
Yeah.
So what's kodesh? Ma kodesh. Kodesh means what? It means kodshim, right? Ma kodesh tofeses domov. You can redeem it, right? If someone's makdish something to the Bedek HaBayis, for instance, so he can redeem it, pays the money and gets it back. Or someone can redeem it, right? So just like Kodesh is Tofes Damim, but what does it mean Tofes Damim? Means the thing that you give in exchange for the Kodesh becomes Kodesh, right, Avram? If a guy has, if the Bedek HaBayis has something that's Kodesh, so someone can come and buy it out of the Bedek HaBayis, right? And then that money becomes Kodesh. So he's saying that's a Tfisas Damim, right? Because the Kedusha in the Davar is now transferred to the money, right? So that's a Tfisas Damim.
That's Mutl?
That's Mutl, yeah. So just like Kodesh is Tofes Damim, Shvius is also Tofes Damim, right? So same thing with Shvius. If a guy has a pair of Shvius and he sells them, the money he gets, he has to use in the same way that he can use the Shvius. Right? For Achila, he has to get rid of it after his amount of beer. But now the Gemara is like this. Ima Kodesh Tofes is Damim V'yotei L'chulin. So Kodeshim has a very unique thing. It's Tofes Damim, right? But it's also what? It's also Yotze L'chulin. What does that mean? That means that the money I give for the object is Kodesh. But the object now becomes Chulin. Correct? So that's a different kind of Tfisas Dom. It's not like the Chalipin. Right? So maybe you'll say Shvius is the same thing. Now when the if it says the Shvius is Kodesh, so that means it's Tofei's Domen. So maybe it means if I pair a Shvius and I sell them, the guy who gets them can eat them like chulin. Right? So how do I know that's not true? Talmud Lomer Tihye Bahava Yoso Tehe. Right? It has to stay the way it was. So how does that work? So it means to say something that goes through an elaborate example. If a guy buys meat with the peros of Shvius, so they both have Kedusha Shvius. Then if he takes the meat and buys fish, so then the meat no longer has Kedusha Shvius. The fish and the fruit do. And if he takes the fish and he buys what? Wine. Now the meat and the fish have no Kedusha Shvius, but the fruit and the wine do. And if he takes the wine and he buys shemen, now the meat, the fish, and the wine have no Kedusha Shvius, but the peros and the shemen do. Right? General rule being, the first and the last have the din of Shvius. So Shvius is what? It's complicated, right? Because it's Tofei's Domen. Right? It's Tofei's Domen.
This one has like a special status.
It's Tofei's Domen Kehekdish, right? But what? But the pre-Atzmo is always, right? But the pre-Atzmo is always Kodesh. Right? Okay, so the question is like this: can we make any sense out of all this? Can we categorize these ideas of Tofei's Domen and explain why you have really Orla is basically out of the picture? We don't have to explain why Orla is not Tofei's Domen, right? But in the Tfisa's Domen cases, we have to explain the machlokas of Chalipin versus Chalipe Chalipin, and then we have to explain the idea of Kodesh and how Shvius is like a modified Kodesh, right? Okay, go ahead. Now, Avodah Zarah is the only thing that has that idea of Chalipe Chalipin being possible. There's nothing else that has the possibility of Chalipe Chalipin, right? Because Kodesh, each thing is Yetzel Chulin, and Shvius, only the first one stays Kodesh, right? As a matter of fact, that's why the Rishonim are bothered with how can you say it's Shnei Ksuvim Bom Kecha? See the Tosfos? How can you say that Shvius and Avos Kovmar are the same case? Right? He says, Tema, ha ein shneim shoven. De Avos Kovim chalipe chalipe nesur, not so for olam, but Shvius dafka acharon nitfas, v'hashar mutarim. Right? So you see clearly, that's what I was telling you before. When we say chalipe chalipe na'asar, it doesn't mean just the last one that switched and the original of Avodah Zarah. It means every single thing that was involved in the switch becomes Asur. But by Shvius, that's not the case. Only the pre and the last one. Right? Yeah, so what do you say? So you want to define the machlokas first? Okay. So v'hayis acherim kamo. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That would imply chalipe chalipin. Just the basic definition. Now it's v'hayis acherim. How would you have chalipe chalipin? So it means to say literally v'hayis acherim kamohu, that the thing that you switch it for becomes like it, right? So if it becomes like it, then that means to say it will do the same thing that it did. Right, every single thing that you switch for the Avodas Kochavim becomes like Avodas Kochavim Atzmo. It becomes like the thing itself. Right, the entire shame, like we were discussing yesterday, the shame of Avodas Kochavim is nitfas in the new Chefza. It becomes like its own entity of Avodas Kochavim itself. So therefore, no matter how many times you switch, you're really always just recreating a new entity of Avodas Kochavim. So there's no limit to the thing, right? There's no limit to the thing. It's like a virus, right? It's like spreading. It infects. It keeps infecting and infecting. But each one becomes like its own entity, right? That's vayasachar and kamohu. Once you're going to say it's really kamohu, so then it's going to operate the same way that it did, right? Okay, so what's chirem hu? What's chirem hu? What's chirem hu? That's saying it's not that it becomes aser because it has the shame of avodas kochavim per se, that it has the shame of avodas kochavim itself, but there's a different iser of chalipe avodas kochavim. Right? In other words, that itself is the shema iser. Not that it becomes converted into a primary entity, right? But it's its relationship to the avodas kochavim that makes it aser. But that's only the thing that was actually switched. Right? Everything else is not directly related to the avodas kochavim. Right? That's chalipin versus chalipe chalipin. Yeah, go ahead.
The transaction.
That's right. In other words, the one that was involved in the transaction with avodas kochavim, that's the iser. Because it has the shame of avodas kochavim in its in terms of how you got it, in terms of the maisa that was done with it. What was done with it was a chalipin of avodas kochavim. So that becomes the association with avodas kochavim. It's the association with avodas kochavim. It's that it was, it had the direct result of avodas kochavim is what makes it also. But not that it becomes kamohu mamish. Not that it becomes the shame of avodas kochavim. In other words, logically speaking, according to chalipe chalipin, the shame of avodas kochavim is really nitfas in the new chefza. According to the chalipin dafka, it's not a shame of avodas kochavim itself. That is exactly the shame of chalipe avodas kochavim. In other words, it's the thing that was associated with it. Yeah, sprung. No. So if you hold chalipin dafka, then if you traded the avodas kochavim for a cow, the cow is usher to everybody, and if you trade the cow for a goat, the goat is mutter to everybody, and the cow stays usher to everybody. Right?
This makes sense.
Now let's go to Kodesh. Let's go to Kutchim, okay? Because Kutchim is the other extreme. Kutchim is the other extreme where everything that you're, it's tofes damim, but the original thing, there was avodas kochavim. Let's just for simplicity think, we're going to think about the chalipe chalipin for avodas kochavim, okay? We're gonna assume chalipe chalipin in terms of lining up the shitas. So you have chalipe chalipin by avodah zarah, that's one extreme, and by kudshim it would seem is the other extreme, that only the one that switches has the kedusha, and the other one and everything else reverts back to chulin, right? Yeah.
I think that makes sense for a kedusha because the whole thing is you just wanna.
Good. Good. Now, we have to define the nature of the tfisas damim by kudshim and by avodas kochavim. Okay.
I don't understand why an avodah zarah would even, why it should even switch over in the first place.
It shouldn't. You're absolutely right. It's only because of the gzeiras hakasuv. But hold on. Let's understand kudshim more clearly. I need you to clarify kudshim more clearly. What is the kedusha of kudshim? What's the kedusha of kudshim to begin with? It's really a kedusha of purpose, right? It's a kedusha that you take an ordinary object and through your designation for a certain purpose, it has the shame of kedusha, right? Now, kedusha always comes, is always from a maisa. That's how it always starts. You take a regular object of chulin and you dedicate it for a purpose of mikdash, let's say, okay? So I take my regular house, and I say this is going to be for the mikdash. This is going to have a use of kachim, right? So the chefza is really its own shame. It's really its own identity. It's a house. It's a cow. Whatever it is, right? There's nothing intrinsic in the identity of the object of kedusha. The kedusha comes from the purpose that I endow it with. The purpose I designate it with, right? So what is the din of tfisas damim? What does tfisas damim mean by kachim? It means that I can substitute another object to accomplish the same designation that I gave the original one. You understand? I designated this animal for a purpose of kudshim. The pasuk is telling me I can move that purpose to another object. But once I do that, then the mela, the kedusha of the original animal is going to fall off. Because the whole kedusha was a kedusha of purpose. The whole kedusha stems from the designated use. So if the Torah tells me now that even though I designate this animal for a use of mikdash, I can substitute something else for that same use, right? And now the original kedusha will be nitfas in the new behema, and memela, the original animal doesn't have the purpose anymore. In other words, the purpose is like a thing that I can place on a cheftz. I can take, imagine the purpose like a scarf, right? I take the scarf and I put it on this animal, so it's designated, and I can remove it and put it on another animal. There's only one purpose, right? That's the chiddush of pidyon. I can be poda. I don't have to make a new. I don't have to redesignate a new animal with a new purpose. I can take the original purpose that resides in the original cheftza that I designated and transplant it to another animal, or transplant it to money, or transplant it to another object. But since the whole kedusha stems from the designation itself, and the Torah tells me I can transfer the designation from one object to another, so then memela, only the last object has kedusha, right? Because the whole idea of kedusha was artificially, so to speak, or was externally imposed on the object. It was externally placed on the object. So once it's removed, there's nothing intrinsic to this behema of kedusha. There's nothing intrinsic to this behema. There's no intrinsic kedusha to the behema. It's only because of purpose. So if I can say I can change the purpose, I can take the purpose I endowed with this into this cheftza and reassign it to another cheftza, so then mamela, the original cheftza becomes mundane, right? But now let's contrast that to Avodas Kochavim. See, Avodas Kochavim is not usher because of purpose. You understand? This is an important point. Kudshim is a reality. Mikdash is something real. Right? It exists. It's a truth. So I can say I'm designating something for a real thing, for an institution of mikdash, but because mikdash is true, because there are real activities of mikdash, I can say this animal sort of has a purpose that's unfulfilled, right? But that means to say that there's some truth to the designation. It's designated for something, right? So that means to say I can take that potential. There's a real potential there. I can take that potential and transfer it to another thing, right? But Avodah Zarah, Avodah Kochavim, is just a sheker. You understand? There's no concept of saying transferring it, transferring the Avodah Kochavim from this chefta to another. There's nothing to transfer. There's no reality to the thing to begin with. The whole thing is a sheker and a toss. You understand? You can't transfer a mistake. You understand? So by Avodah Kochavim, it's the fact that somebody did something to this animal gives it now a shame. It's not really a purpose. It's just a new shame. It's a new chalos shame of something that was corrupted. You understand? It's an intrinsic shame now. It's a primary identity of Avodas Kochavim. Kudshim is not a primary identity. Kudshim always remains as an idea of for something. You understand? Has a use. Kachim has a use. And that use can be transferred to another chefza. But avodas kochavim is not something of use. You understand? It's not usher because if I have the behemoth that's kachim, why can't I use the behemoth that's kachim? Why? Why can't I use the behemoth that's kodesh? Avram, why can't I use the behemoth that's kodesh? Correct. Because it has another purpose. In other words, it has another designation. To remove, to use the cheftza of kud, to use a behema of kudshim, would be taking it away from a real thing that it's supposed to be. That's supposed to be done with it. It would be breaking the reality of what this cheftza is designated for, right? It would be taking it away from something, right? That's what we mean by an isser in the cheftza. It would be taking it away from something. But if somebody uses something that's a vodas kochavim, you can't say he's taking it away from something, right? It's not that it has a designation and a use, and if I use it, I'm breaking its designation. No, on the contrary. It's simply because something was done to it, it gets a new status. It's its own primary shame. That's why it can never be removed. You understand? It can never be removed. Unless the guy is mevatel, that's a different thing. But in terms of the way the transfer of from avodas kochavim to the damim, it's a totally different mechanism. By kudshim, it's a transfer of the purpose itself. By avodas zara, it's a separate gzeiros hakasav, that anything that is damim of the cheftza also has the shame of the cheftza itself. The shame itself of avodas kochavim can be extended to the damim that it's tofes. That's why you'll never remove the original shame when you switch. You understand? It's an extension of the original shame. By kachim, it's a transfer of purpose. But by avodas kochavim, we can't speak of purpose. All we can speak about is an extension of the shame itself. The only question is it an extension of chalipe chalipin or only chalipin itself? But it's just an idea of extension. You understand? Because there's no reality to these. You can't say I'm switching its purpose. You can't say I'm transferring its purpose. There's no purpose to talk about. You understand? Now, what about the case of Shvius? So Shvius is interesting. Shvius is really an interesting case. Why can't you be poded? Why don't the Shvius become chulin? Let's just stick with that question for a minute. Why don't the Shvius become chulin?
It's also not something like kodesh. It's not coming from the purpose of these words. It's something about the thing itself.
Yeah, because like I said before, like the Rambam says, you can't change the fact that this grew in Shvius. I mean, Shvius is an identity. It's a shame. You understand? It's a shame. It's a chalos shame. It's a definition. What is peros Shvius? Peros that grew in the year of Shvius. Right? You can do whatever you want with them. You can be posed to them from today till tomorrow. But you'll never be able to undo the fact that it grew in Shvius. Right? You can't remove. See, you understand I'm trying to develop a little bit of a theme over here? You can change purpose, but you can't change identity. Right? You can change purpose, but not identity. Right? You can. So, avodas kochavim is an identity. That can be tofes new. That can be tofes damim and create more identity. But it'll never undo itself. Kudshim is purely purpose. So I can always keep rolling it forward. Keep pushing the purpose onto something else. You understand? And undoing the shame of the original kudshim. Now, Shvius is a very unusual case. In terms of the identity, its identity comes from the way it grew. That's impossible to undo. You understand? But what happens? The question is, so then why is it that the next step, so then it should either be like avodas kochavim or it shouldn't work at all. Either you should be able to say, everything I buy with it now gets the identity of Shvius. Or it should be like Kilei Ikarim. But how come it works in a funny way? It works like in an unusual way. The next thing you get becomes like it, but when it gets used, it becomes undone. Right? It's sort of like a combination of Kodesh and of purpose and identity. The original one always stays, But how can I chant? How can I transfer it? That was if it's an idea of identity. So then, it either should be able to be transferred as an identity, or shouldn't be able to be transferred at all, right? Yeah, that's what you would seem like. So let me just tell you the way it seems to be, and you have to think about it. Seems to be like this. You have to define Shvius. Shvius is a very interesting definition to what Shvius is. Okay? Shvius is a chalos shame. It's an identity. It's a type of an object, right? And it has a kedusha of its own chalos shame, of Shvius. But it's given, it's the whole institution of Shvius exists in order to give Bnei Adam a purpose of Achila. So it's a chalos shem that has a purpose of an Achila. So how does that work out? We have to think about it a little more. But it works out like this. In terms of the chalos shem itself, it can never be removed. But if I have Shvius, I have two things. If I have Shvius, Shvius is not only an identity, but the whole institution of Shvius is it's given, the land should be left untouched, right? It should be ownerless, but not so that the fruit and the rats in the field. It's dafka, so that it should be a source of achila to everybody. So Shvius, by its definition, is really an entity whose kedusha is that it should serve as a source for achila. So it comes out as two things. That if I switch it for something else, the purpose of achila can be maintained, but the shame of the Shvius always stays intact. So it comes out that Shvius is a very interesting formulation. It's not given as a food per se. It's given with the kedusha to be a source of achila. So in terms of purpose, it has its toface like kudshim. So whenever I switch it for, I can't lose the reason why it's toface dumb is because there's a purpose of Shvius. The purpose of Shvius is that it should be a source of achila to the am. Not that it necessarily has to be an achila to you, but it should be the source of achila. So when I have it as a cheftza and I switch it, it's going to be toface damim. Why? Because since I had it as a source of achila, when I switch it, that money now has to fulfill that purpose of achila. Now it's a cheftza that has a purpose of achila. It's not a cheftza of achila per se. It's a cheftza that has a purpose of achila. A purpose of an achila. So when you switch the shvius, the cheftza itself never becomes undone, because it itself is a shame, but it's toface dumb in terms of its purpose. So really shvius is a combination of shame and purpose. Avodah Zarah is purely shame. Kudshim is purely purpose. Shvius is a primary cheftza, because you don't create Shvius, you don't give it a shame Shvius like Kachem. It has its own definition. But its definition itself is purpose. I have to think about it. It's an interesting kind of a combination.
What if you were to machlef it with
So the shame Shvius lemaisa means that you have to use it for food and you can't keep it past the zman abir.
That's shame, or is that the purpose?
Purpose. It's the shame like kudshim shame. So if you take a look at the Rambam
so you're saying even if you're podet, you still have to use it for the same purpose even if you didn't podet.
Well, you can't ever really be podet. That's the thing. It'd just be toface damim.
Okay, so if you're toface damim, the kedusha, you still have to do the same thing with it anyway. So there's no point in being toface.
There is a point if you wanted chicken instead of fish. In other words, if you have the peros and you want meat, so you go to the guy who's got meat and you don't want the peros, so you switch it with him. You got meat at it. You got meat. You wouldn't be able to get the meat without the peros.
For someone who's not trading, for someone who's just being poda with his own stuff.
No. There's no poda with your own stuff. No, poda with your own stuff is only if you can remove the shame, like Meister Shani. That's what you're thinking about.
Okay, but
this, there's no pigeon. There's no poda. It's not poda. It's not. Okay. There's no pigeon. It's just a din of that. The reality is because of its identity. Of having a purpose, a designation, a designated use, that lemaisa creates a tfisas damim in what you switch it for. Right? But the important thing is to realize that there are two different forms of tfisas damim. Right? The avos kochavim is in terms of shame, and the kudshim paradigm is in terms of designation. Shvius is a strange case. It has a primary chefza that has a shame, but it has an intrinsic designation. So you can never undo the shame, but the designation will be tofes dam. No, so really, what is being tofes? What's tofes dam by the shvius is not the shame shvius; it's the designation of le'achla. So something else can have the designation of le'achla, but at the same time, it won't remove the shame. It's not a din. See, the point is like this. What I'm trying to explain is that it's not a din that there's a chov of eating shvius. You understand? It's not that shvius is given and there's a mitzvah to consume it, like Karban Pesach. It's a matana. But in order for, it's a matana that it should be a source of sustenance. You know what I mean? So it has to be given. The element of Kodesh is in order to allow it to function as a truer, more broad source of Achila. Right? It's not really, there's no mitzvah to consume Shvius. But it had to be given with a Gvul that allows it, that has a designated purpose. An intrinsic shame with a designated purpose. Now it can become a unique kind of an entity. It's a unique entity that has a that is like an intrinsic source of achila. If there was no tfisas damim, then it would just be an ochel. The element of And if it could be used for anything, it wouldn't be an ochel at all, right? But the fact that it's an ochel with tfisas damim means it's really a source of achila, right?